It's the start of the night. We're here at the Grosvenor House Hotel in London, just off Hyde Park, and I'm here with Tim Ralph. Hi, Tim.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. We're about to go into the awards. Tim, you excited?
I'm really looking forward to it. This is a rare opportunity to dress up, put a bit of an aftershave on, and put my tuxedo on. So yeah, I can't wait.
I didn't recognise you with the clothes on, actually.
Yeah,
I normally look like that in the office.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, right, for you, the listener, we thought we'd do something a bit different, because obviously there's going to be a lot of official footage on FWI and in the magazine and everything, and you'll always kind of know what the professional kind of side of things is, but we thought it'd be quite nice to see what happens behind the scenes, what it takes to put something like this kind of event on. You know, what's going on in the kitchens, you know, what the event organisers have to do to put it in place before you guys see the polished event. Isn't that right, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, there's 500 people coming here tonight, and we spotted them around London this afternoon. Farmers are descending on the capital from all over the country.
Were they the sirens? I saw earlier.
You saw the sirens, and yeah, they're coming from all over the place. So we're going to hunt some of them down and actually find out what they're looking forward to and what they're enjoying most about the evening. And as Mike said, go behind the scenes a little bit and find out a little bit about the mechanics of putting on an evening like this.
Good stuff. Right, off we go.
So here we are now, after the meal, in the Grosvenor Hotel with Philippa Vine, Farmers Weekly's cookery expert. And Philippa, you've just finished the meal. What did you think of that?
Delicious meal. That was fantastic. I'm feeling very stuffed now. I was very impressed with the choice of menu. I thought it was very seasonal. I love the goat cheese tart, and followed by the venison. It was superbly cooked, considering how many people are in the hall.
And venison, that's quite an unusual choice. I think it was very popular with everyone on our table. Did you enjoy the venison this evening?
Yes. I mean, as I say, I think it's an up-and-coming meat, because it hasn't got so much fat. And I love the chocolate jus with this as well. I thought that was really, really good, with the lovely red cabbage as well. No, it's a really good choice.
Is that quite unusual, having a chocolate jus with it, or is that...
Again, that's quite a good combination, because I think it's a dark meat, has quite a nice dark sauce. It makes it quite savoury.
You must eat out lots of things, Philippa. You've eaten in, I'm sure, all the best restaurants in London. How does this compare with some of your other eating experiences?
I think it's on par. I think they've done a superb job. I think it's fantastic.
Do you think the farmers will have enjoyed it this evening?
Oh yes, no, it's a great choice, and I'm honoured to be here tonight.
Here we are now in the kitchens of the Grosvenor with Francisco.
Yes.
And tell us, what do you do here?
I'm selling wine.
You're selling wine? Yes. Have you sold lots tonight?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit?
They're very thirsty.
They like it, do they? What sort of wines have you sold?
House wine today.
House wines, whites, reds?
White and red, yeah.
White and red. Is either more popular than the other?
The red is more popular.
Farmers like red wine, do they?
Yeah.
Blood of Christ.
Yeah. Lots left, or are they drinking a lot of it?
They drink almost.
Do they?
Bit, yeah.
So your guys must be rushed off their feet tonight?
Not really.
No?
Not really.
What are you doing then?
So what's it, Francisco, is it like serving at a place like the Grosvenor? Is it busy? Is it madness?
It's very busy.
Is it?
We're
all in a rush,
you
all at once.
You should come last night, yeah.
Last night?
We got 2,000 people.
1,000 people? Yeah.
Wow. 2,000.
Wow. You're on your feet all day then, lots of walking.
Yeah. Yesterday was all day.
And what time do you knock off tonight?
Hopeful, after dinner.
After dinner. Well, when we stop, we're going to stop drinking, you're right. How many staff do you reckon sort of serve for a night like tonight?
Tonight is one service waiter per table.
Per table, and there's 52 tables?
Yes, one wine waiter per three tables.
Per three tables.
I mean, outside now, we've just wandered in here, and this looks like a complete hive of activity with dozens of people. How do you organise yourself?
Each person got a section to work with. Just.
Don't bump into each other and drop wine and spill wine.
No.
And you don't? Do you drink any? Do you have a?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm legless now.
Okay. Well, thanks, then, Francisco.
Okay, no,
thank you. I'll get back to your job. Cheers.
So, Debbie, the food's been eaten, the drinks have been drunk, the awards have been presented, and how was it for you?
It's been absolutely brilliant, and I'm still relatively sober, actually.
You must have been slightly stressed earlier on.
I was a tad stressed. I couldn't... Jane asked me to put a bracelet on her wrist, and my hands were shaking so much I couldn't put it on.
But there's been no disaster so far. Everyone seems to have had a great time.
I mean, touch wood, no. I mean, there's a lot of work beforehand to make sure you don't get the disasters, but I'm really, really pleased. Fiona Bruce was an absolute star. She was so relaxed. Really nice woman. And the comedian was fantastic.
I mean, it's everyone seems to have had a great time. When did you start organising this event?
Well, for 2007, I'll start tomorrow. It's a whole year. It really is. I mean, we'll do a post-mortem after this one tonight. And we'll literally start next week thinking about 2007. So it's a whole year.
Really? Yeah, 1,000 people next year, I gather.
Yeah, I hope so. That's going to be a big push for me. But I'm really confident because we could have filled this up to about 700 people.
1,000 farmers in London. I don't think West London's seen anything like it before, have I?
Yeah. Do you have to inform Scotland Yard?
Yeah, well, do you know, we had a little thought that maybe we should get them to drove some sheep up Park Lane. And you can do that because there's something about some law about the rights of farmers in London. I remember it's some dim and distant, some bylaw. But you need the police for that. So I've got a German of an idea I might work on.
Well, that's it. You heard it here first. Next year, sheep up Park Lane. Well, cheers, Debbie. Thanks.
Good night. So here we are with Hugh Broome, columnist of Farmers Weekly and known to millions of Capital Radio listeners. Hugh, what are you doing here?
Well, I've been doing the voiceover for the awards tonight.
How did it go? All right?
It was an interesting experience. I haven't done something like this for a very long time. And despite the fact the script was full of lots of farming references, which you'd think would just trip off the tongue, it didn't. But it was all right.
Yeah, and how does it compare with talking about traffic on Capital Radio?
I just make all that up. I had to read a proper script here.
You made that up or you made this up?
No, I make up the traffic and I don't make it up. But when you're doing the traffic, you just do it off the top of your head. You see what the problem is and you do it every day. But then doing this is slightly different. But it was good fun.
You must be going to this sort of thing every night of the week, Hugh. It must be another junket for you.
No. It's not that. It's not that. Not that hectic. It's getting busy now at Christmas, but it's not that hectic, really.
Do you have to do any vocal exercises before you go on? Do you like to run through the scales?
Well, before I went on today, I was down the field about 2 hours before checking the sheep. So that's about as much the exercise I do.
You sounded very professional to me, Hugh. Yeah, I thought it was a different side of you I heard tonight.
Perhaps it was a little bit more enthusiastic and less depressing.
Well, it wasn't someone like taking the piss out of you, probably, it helped.
No one was taking the Michael out of me, and the fact was that traffic is ultimately very depressing. It's a dull necessity of life. Without it, we don't know where we're going, and with it, we just get even more depressed. It's a bit of a catch-22, unless, of course, you're lucky enough to work from home.
Yeah. So you've finished the evening so far. What happens now?
I've actually managed to get tomorrow morning off, so I don't have to go into the office
till
late. So I can have a drink and go home late, check my sheep in the morning, and then go to London.
Do the guys at work comment on the fact that you're doing these like Farmers Weekly things? Do you ever get any reference to it?
They think it's hilarious. I don't know why, but they do. But then I tell them, don't laugh, because you've got a full belly.
Okay, will you enjoy the rest of the night, mate?
Thank you very much.
It's the end of the night. We're in the cab on the way home. Say hello, cabby.
Hello.
All right, great. Yeah, there we go. Everyone else is here. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's good. And so we've done the whole night. It's been quite a long night, but it's been a good night, hasn't it, Tim?
It's been a fantastic night, but I think along with everyone else, I'm beginning now to want my bed.
So what have we learned from tonight? That it was it's a good event. I mean, what really strikes me is that event is really professional, and there's a lot of planning that goes into that, and it really comes together to form a sort of really everyone seemed to be really up for it and a positive and really celebrating farming, I think, tonight.
Yeah, I think people talk about doom and gloom and despondency in the farming industry, but I think you put 500 farmers in a room and give them access to a not cheap bar, I have to say, but yeah, there's a lot of positivity and a lot of good feeling, and yeah, it's a good crack.
I think Fiona Bruce summed it up by saying, you know, it was a really positive atmosphere in the room. You know, there's been years of her reporting negative stories, but suddenly we seem to be looking at a far more positive picture.
Yeah, I think that's right, Mike. I'm not quite sure how much productive farming's going to be done tomorrow morning. I think it's going to be a few furry heads tomorrow morning in the countryside. But everyone's had a good time, and as we speak now, 10 to 2 in the morning, as we head southwest through the heart of London, I think farmers are going to be heading back now to their hotel rooms and to their accommodation across the city.
Over the Thames itself, the famous Thames. Right, well, I guess that's it, isn't it, Tim?
I think it's probably been the end of a very long and very enjoyable evening, and it's probably time to say good night.
And it's good night from him, and it's good night from her.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Cabby.